Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy Coast TV on this beautiful Thursday night, January 9th. It's almost 10 p.m. here on this beautiful and yet somewhat of a rough week for L.A. You know, if you're in the L.A. area, Southern California, you know that there are fires that are just really taking over the whole city. It's pretty tragic to see what's happening. Thankfully, we're fine, but that doesn't mean that everyone is. Many people that live, yes, it is in the more high rent district areas, Malibu and Pacific Palisades, and where millionaires live. But you know, it doesn't matter how much people make. This is still a loss. People are people, and pets are pets, and memories are memories. The shock of it all, the longevity of being. I was hearing that Billy Crystal lost his house of 45 years, where he raised his kids and grandkids and the whole thing, and so. And just seeing our city be so devastated by these fires is really shocking, and the ashes and the orange skies and the whole thing. It's pretty sad and hard to see. So pray for LA. But I actually wanted to talk about a little bit of the beginning of the year update. So this is the 9th, so almost 10 days into 2025. How are you doing? How do you feel about your goals, or if you don't do goals, how do you feel about your life? Where are you at so far in this new year? For me, it's been a good year. It started out rough with the first few days back at work, kind of getting used to things again. But I think now I'm in the swing of things. Today I had a good day, did a couple of rehearsals, worked on some songs, actually wrote a song called Refine Me that I can't wait to release. And yeah, just beginning to feel alive again. When I picked up our beautiful daughters, they're coming back from a conference out in Atlanta, so I'm glad that they're home safe. It's a Christian conference, worship and preaching, so that was really powerful for them. Talked to our son, he's doing better from his knee. He had injured his knee a week ago or so. And yeah, so I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to buying some shoes tomorrow, Friday, and also finishing that song I was talking about. And also, at some point here soon, I need to get a new driveway, and maybe, if we can't afford it, get a jacuzzi for my wife in the backyard, depending on how much it costs. But right now, we're waiting for the post-Christmas craziness to settle down. We all are needing to save these days, aren't we? And to kind of take it easy as far as spending. So, but I think the biggest thing that I realized just these last few days is to slow down. I think I was going too fast, wanting to accomplish all my goals in 3 days or less. And it just isn't possible, obviously. And my goals are to have a very popular podcast, to write more music, to do my songs. And, you know, you can't force it. And I think I was trying to. Kind of came to a head yesterday. I was listening to an interview by a known worship leader. And I really liked the song that he was playing. It's just a song I think he wrote years ago. And so I thought, okay, I need to be like him. And so I went and was looking at his chords and some of his length, the lyrics, and I was trying to do something like it. And I actually got inspired, and I thought I actually had something pretty good. And then, though, some kids that I teach came in, and they wanted me to help them with something, and the moment was gone. And then I went back to the studio after they left, and I was so frustrated because I was saying, oh, they made me forget my song, my hit song. It was all for the wrong reasons. It wasn't something that was natural or worship of God. It was more just, oh, I want to have a hit song, and these kids are getting in the way. Very three, Enneagram three. And then today, I tried it again, but I wasn't thinking about a hit song or that one video that I was watching or seeing people as a bother or as a nuisance. Instead, I just wrote from my heart. I went to the studio and began to play some chords, and some lyrics, mostly out of Psalm 23 and a little bit of Jeremiah about the refiner's fire, came out. And it was just beautiful. It actually made me think of my father when he was on his last few months of his life. He would tell me that God was refining him. And it didn't make sense to me, because just a few months later he died. And so I was thinking, how can he be refining you? He's taking your life. But I admire to this day his resolve to be more like Jesus, to have God refine him. And so I thought, wow, if my daddy can be refined when he is just days away from eternity, how much more me, when I get mad, when I get selfish, when I want to make it about me and ego and pride and all that stuff gets in the way, when I see people as bothers instead of seeing them as ministry. And so that song came out, and it's a pretty simple song. It has literally like two chords, maybe three. And I want to work on that a little bit. It's a little too simple even for me. I like simple songs. But anyway, even that, I think, is part of me letting go of my ego and not thinking about how many chords. Is this a Maverick City type song with a million chords? No, it's just I don't write those kinds of songs. I write very simple songs that are very meaningful and deep. And so this is one of those. So I'm just glad how God changed my attitude and changed my heart. I also had some great convos with some friends at work, some evals of last year and Christmas, and just things to look forward to, fixing a few things, some billings, just normal stuff. And even looking at possibly this year, if God allows us, to buy a new car. I'm ready to sell my car and to buy a new one, a newer one. I've never had a new car. So, and I don't want a new car, but something, whatever, 5 years old or less, not 20 years old, which is what I have now. But God has been faithful, and I'm not into stuff, I'm not into material things. And yeah, recording this podcast has been fun, trying to be more consistent as well as live streams. I really like streaming live, and so I might do that tomorrow, all day. So look for that. Well, I'm hoping that you're off to a good start here in 2025. Let me know how you're doing. Email me. I'm not on Instagram right now, or Facebook, or anywhere really. I'm just posting, but I'm not really reading comments or any of that. I'm just detoxing from that for probably all of January. So yeah, but let me know how you're doing. Email me, leave me a comment, or just listen along. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.